Everyone, we are holding in our Seder and Mishnayos, Rav Debava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Amocher Peres HaChaveru. One who is selling fruits to his friend, and we've talked about before that fruits probably for any type of produce, but we'll see from the context what type of fruits match this Mishnah. Mashach v'lamadat. If he pulled on the fruits, he pulled what his buyer pulled, moved, what he's going to buy. V'lamadat. But he didn't measure what was going to be given to him, right? Meaning to say, they're not measured. He just pulled the whole pile of fruits. Kana, he has been kona. Madad v'lo mashach lo kona. If it was measured and not pulled, he has not acquired. We'll see from the Rav what exactly is going on. What's the case? Imai pikeach. If he, the buyer, was a wise person, socheres mekamon, he could rent the place where the fruits are, and we'll see from the Rav that'll avoid an issue. Halokeach pishta mechaver, one who's buying flax from his friend. Arzel lokana, he has not acquired it, ad shi itat lenem imakom lemakom, until he moves it from place to place, which the Rav will say is a kinin of hagbah, picking up an item as a way to acquire it. Dimhai ben mechumer lekarka, if the flax was still attached to the ground, or any item attached to the ground, v'tol ash kol shehu, and then he detached any amount, kana, that's also a way of being kona. So let's see from the Rav what's going on. We said, one who's selling fruits to his friend, Mashach, says Rav, Mashach, he pulled it. Mirshus harabim, from a Rishus harabim, besimta o bechatzer shel shneihem kan. The words of the Rav here are difficult. I saw that there are those who changed the text of the Rav, but seemingly it means that they were in a simta, yeah, or the chatzer shel shneihem. The Rishus harabim specifically does not work with Mishicha, so that's why the text in the Rav is difficult. A simta is some sort of an alleyway or a side, not public road. And the chatzer shel shneihem, a chatzer courtyard owned by both of them. In either of those places, the kinyan of Mashicha works, of pulling an item. So there he's kona. If he did that Mashicha, Avol Mashicha b'Rishus Rav, and the Rav says explicitly, Mashicha and Rishus Rav, lo mahani, does not work. Again, that's why those first words in the Rav, Rishus Rav doesn't seem to have anything to do with this. Can't do Mashicha and Rishus Rav. So then the Rav has Afal Pi Shloma. That is not the girsa of our Mishnah, but it is indeed the explanation. It means to say, Mashach, he pulled the item, and it wasn't, even though it wasn't measured. However, there was a verbal agreement, the Rav says. They had already agreed from the beginning the amount of money that would be given for such a measure. So that being the case, even though that measure has not been measured out, once the pulling has happened, now both sides have become obligated. The buyer has to give the money that was agreed upon, and the seller has to give the measure of produce that was agreed upon. If he had not set with him the amount of money, even with both actions, measuring and pulling the item, there would be no kinyan. In such a case, they have not been so mechter das, they have not actually committed to the sale. There was no price set, right? So the seller is thinking he can always raise the price as he wants. And the buyer, I should say, thinking he can always lower the price and refuse to buy unless it's very cheap. Okay, that's the first line in the Mishnah. Then we said, Modad v'lo mashach, if it was measured but he did not pull on it, lo kana. Amocher lokeach v'rishus harabim. This is saying that the mocher never measured to the lokeach in the Rishus HaRabim. Afilu b'kelev shalokeach lo kana. Yeah. Again, this lashon of Rishus HaRabim seems to be difficult. What's got to do with Rishus HaRabim? Again, the comment on the Rav over here that this could work in the Rav. You could have a different ukimta than the Resha. You could have that the case is, they say, that they're talking about the payers are in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Mishnah is teaching you that if Lokeach pulled on the payers into his Rishus or to in the Simta and alleyway, even though it wasn't measured, he has been kona. But if the Mocher had measured them, then even measuring them using the Kalim of the Lokeach, and the Lokeach did not Moshach on it, he didn't pull on it, then it doesn't work. Because the Kalim of a person are not kona for him in Rishus HaRabim. So it would be specifically talking about Rishus HaRabim. So let's read the Rav again. The way the Rav learns, it seems to be it's not the same case as the Resha at all. Because now it's in Rishus HaRabim. So again, the Rav says, Modad, Amocha Lokeach Rishus HaRabim. The seller measured it out for Lokeach in Rishus HaRabim. Afil Bekeil Shel Lokeach. Even using the Kalim of the Lokeach, Lokana, has not been Kona. She'en Kalim Shel Adam Kona Le Rishus HaRabim. the vessels of a person do not acquire for him in Rishus HaRabim, even though vessels of a person can acquire for a person, but not in Rishus HaRabim. Vim lo keach atzmo modad, if the buyer himself measured it, afilu Rishus HaRabim kana ba'agba, then he will acquire, but for a different reason, not using Mashiach. Mashiach won't work in Rishus HaRabim, and the Kalim won't work in Rishus HaRabim, but he will have anyway been magbia, he will have done hagba, lifted up the item he's trying to acquire, and then that way he will acquire it, and that does work in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so again, that's the second line in the Mishnah, that modad v'lo mashach lo kona. In this case, it was measured out, but he didn't do mashicha, he won't have been kona. Imay pikeach, if he was wise, we said, the Rav says, hello keach, talking about the buyer, socher es makomon, he would rent out the place. Imhu b'rishus bailim, if the deal is happening in the rishus of the bailim, of the owner, he could rent it out, umakomo kona lo, and that place that he rents will then acquire the item for him. V'ma'asos gadolos ayir, we're talking about some sort of large burden, large amount of cargo, the aim dark and lagbia, that we can't do agbal. That's why mashicha works on these things. Okay, so again, why is bikeach matter? Meaning he could avoid any issue of it will be measured, not measured, pulled, not pulled. If he'll just rent the place where the things are, he will immediately be kona it, no mashicha necessary. Yeah, I mean, he'll be moshechan, but it'll be on his property, so then the property will work. Yeah. Right, you rent the place of the payers, and then if they're in Rishus HaMocher, so that'll work right away. So, then the Mishnah says, by Pishtan, he's only kone achi tatalenu once he moves them. Hainu hagba, that is hagba. V'orech demil sanokat, the Mishnah cites a regular way of doing things. The derech magbia l'taltal mimakom l'makom. Because that is how one, when lifts an item, he memela moves it from place to place. So that's why the Mishnah is saying, till he moves it from place to place, and it means hagba. Mishnah says, if it was attached to the ground, the Gemara Mukila, the Gemara establishes the case to be, yeah, the seller says to the buyer, go and beautify for me, improve my land a little bit, and with that action you will be kona anything on it. The Kaven should skar lasas malacha. The Rav understands that means that he rented him out, he hired him to do a malacha, the karka shalom, his land, but also by malacha, and then he did that malacha, kol shehu, any amount, kana tzchiruso. His tzchirus, yeah, his having a wage, being hired, affects a kinyan. The kananami osa davar shirota lahaknos liyam tzchirus. And then he will also acquire, and he acquired, so to speak, becoming a hired person, makes a kinyan to become a hired hand. And that, and agav that, he will acquire whatever was in question, was trying to acquire, that was on the land. Zikach im talash kol shukon. Once he does that tlisha, once he uproots something, he will become a rented person. That will affect the kinyan on the item also, on the pishtan. Okay. The complicated Mishnah, that's Mishnah Zayin. We'll do one more. Mishnah Ches. Hamocha yayin v'shemen l'chaver v'hukra o shehuzalu. One is selling wine or oil to his friend, and the price is going up or going down in the middle of the transaction. Imad shlo nismali samida l'mocher. Mishin nismali samida l'okeh. If it's before the measurement that they're measuring out has been filled, then that increase or decrease will go to the mocher. It will affect him. It will be to his benefit. Once the mida has been filled, then it will go to the lekeach. Yeah, and we'll see in the Rav why that matters. If there was a mid party in between them, nishbar chavis, if the barrel breaks, nishbar lasarsur, it is broken to that third party. V'chayv lahati flo shalosh tipin, this is now a general statement, that the mocher always has to drip over to the lekeach 3 drops. We'll see what that is about. Hirkino omisa, if he bent down the barrel, or the jug, whatever he's filling up, and liquid gathered in the bottom of the jug, harihu shel mocher, that belongs to the seller. Bachanvana enuchai lahati v'shalosh tipin, a store person, a store owner that sells items in a store does not have to give the 3 drops. Rabbi Huda omer erev Shabbos im chashecha potter. Rabbi Huda says the betur of the 3 drops is only on erev Shabbos, banishmash, when it's getting dark. Okay, there's a lot going on in this mission. So that's the Rav. What is this about? We're talking about a measuring cup or whatever the vessel is that does not belong to either of the buyer or the seller. There is a lender who lent it to both of them. It's rented to the seller, not rented, it's given as to be borrowed over. It's borrowed by the seller until he fills it up. Once it's full up, the mocher is done using it, so then it belongs to the lokech, and it's being borrowed by the buyer, the lokech. And therefore, until the mida is full up, that the kli is being rent given over borrowed to the seller, lo kona lokeh, lokeh can't be kona anything. Once it's being filled up, for the kli is really being borrowed by the buyer, kona lokeh. Lokeh has been kona. Shekona lokeh, that's his kli. His kli will be kona for him, even though it's just being borrowed by him. That's enough his that will be kona. With symptomari over rishus lokeh, and again we're talking about in an alleyway, or in rishus lokeh, not rishus arabim, and won't work. Okay, so that's the first part of it. That again, put in context, if the oil or the wine will go up in value, so the mocher will charge a little more, right? At that point, it's still his. If it will go down, and again, we're talking about he hasn't filled up the mida yet. See, he will not be required to, or maybe it means he will also have to go honor that price. Let's see if we can get that straight. They already had an agreement in price over here. Obviously, we're talking about, right? If the appreciation or depreciation happens before the mida is filled, right? So, right. If while the that's the story. It'll be on the reshus of the mocher. If the kli is still being filled up, then the appreciation and depreciation happens in his reshus. So it affects him positively or negatively. If it happens for the lokeach, it affects him positively or negatively. That's a simple way to understand. Okay, then the Mishnah said, if there was a sarsur, and a sarsur b'neim nishbar ha-chavis, v'haysa ha-chavis shalo, Rav learns that this also means a sarsur, which is a third party, the barrel is his. The nishbar la-sarsur, it's broken to him. V'lo aminin shluch l'shal l'keach hu v'nishbar l'keach. He might have said that third party is considered to be the representative of the buyer, and therefore it's broken to the l'keach. L'keach suffers the loss. Not the case. No one suffers the loss. The sarsur who provided the barrel, he suffers the loss. Now we go on to a general statement. Chayv hati flo shalish tibin. He has to drip for him 3 drops. Hamocher lokeach. The seller has to drip 3 drops to the buyer. Min hanidbak b'dofei amida, from what is stuck to the walls of the measuring cup. La'achas she'ira hayayin v'shemen, after he poured out the wine or oil. Hirkinu mitzas, if he tilted it over and it gathered. Hitas amida, he tilted over the measuring cup or whatever it is. Al tzida, on its side. La'achas she'ira hashemen v'hayayin, after he poured out the oil or wine, v'hitiv shalosh tipin, he dripped out 3 drops. V'nitaseif mitzas hamida l'shulei akli shalmakom echad. That dripping of that measurement, that whatever was left in the measuring cup, has gathered into the bottom of the kli into one place. Ayu shalmocher, it belongs to the mocher. Shahar nisya shalokeach imenu. The lokeach is already given up on getting anything more out of the kli. He already gave him the 3 drops. He already poured out everything. Whatever is left belongs to the seller. A store owner does not have this din of 3 drops. He's always busy. He's selling all the time. So Chazal didn't bother him to have to do this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and it could be further that any buyer does not expect him to do this. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. They only said that Chanvani is potter from the 3 drops. Only Erev Shabbos when it gets dark. I guess then he's more tired. You can understand. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Thank you for listening. With the channel, we'll continue next time.